Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Maya Wiley, who is looking to make history to be the first Black woman mayor of New York City, the 110th mayor. Ms. Wiley, could you share with us some information about yourself and why you're running for mayor?
Thank you. Look, I am a civil rights lawyer, the child of civil rights activists. My father left a promising career as a professor in organic chemistry. A Black man who's a professor in organic chemistry got his degree in 1957. He had a real bright future, but for him, what was most important was the people. And so he, you know, left his promising academic career to be a civil rights organizer 100% of his time and at the forefront of the economic justice movement. So I grew up in the picket lines.
It's in your genes.
I grew up in the picket lines. It's in my genes. And I went to law school because I both knew what it felt like to be Black in America, as I said, having gone to our neighborhood public school, having watched my neighbors displaced, having been displaced ourselves when we all couldn't afford the rents when they went up. But I've also been very fortunate. You know, my parents also raised me that for those who have been given much, much is expected. Mm-hmm. And I have been given much. But it's always been about whether or not our communities are rising. I went to the ACLU after I graduated and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. I also did some work in South Africa. I found helped them found a criminal justice initiative in post-apartheid South Africa. But I've always worked on issues of the way that racism in the United States creates and perpetuates poverty in our communities and how to solve it, how to change it. So after founding the Center for Social Inclusion, which I ran for 12 years, which did policy advocacy with community-based organizations and building multiracial coalitions, and we worked on every issue. Because our communities, we don't solve our problems with a single issue. We need voting rights. We need education. We need health care. We need to be able to afford the rent. We need jobs with a future. So we always worked on all those issues. I am the candidate who, and I think the only candidate who has worked on government for decades, but has also worked in the senior cabinet of City Hall, where I was counsel to Mayor Bill de Blasio. And from 2014 to 2016, I left 5 years ago, but was very proud to show the city how to be more transformative, from getting women and minority-owned business contracts up from $500 million when we walked in. And I got it with a title and no budget and no staff. I got it up to $1.6 billion in 1 year, and then commissioned the study to show us whether we were doing a good enough job, because one of the things we have to do is look at whether we're delivering for our people. And if we're not, figure out why and fix it, which is one of the things I'll do as mayor, because we have to get more contracts to Black and Latino businesses. But I also showed city how it could do universal broadband differently. You know, there was no agency for universal broadband. The mayor said, let's get universal broadband. So I found the money and led 4 agencies, and we got every single apartment in Queensbridge houses free broadband paid for by the city, and laid out plans to do public housing in every borough. I left before that was done, and I am sad that that was not carried out, but there's new plans now. But
well, you're going to have an opportunity, right?
Exactly. As the next mayor. Exactly. And as we saw with COVID, how important it is that we actually solve this. But I say that because, you know, really what has driven, I feel like this drive to the mayor's office has been more of a calling. I never thought I would, you know, run for public office. I am a civil rights advocate, I always have been. was really grateful for the opportunity to also see how it works inside and know how government works. Mm-hmm. But it was the proof point, you know, in a that government can be more transformative and invest in our people differently. And what it takes is focus and vision and partnership and will. And for me, in this crisis, this is the opportunity, and it's an historic opportunity in this crisis to do things differently so that this city actually works for all our people, and that communities of color, our immigrant communities, this amazing diaspora that we have in New York City actually gets the focus, investment, attention, and respect that it deserves.
So I'm glad that you said that. And the primary is on June the 22nd. And yes, the field is crowded. Mm-hmm. There are different candidates that bring different attributes. What makes you, Maya Riley, the candidate that stands head and shoulders above all others and should be voted as the next mayor of New York City?
Yeah, I'm the only candidate in this race who actually knows what it feels like, both to grow up in a Black neighborhood, to be a mother of children in the city, and have worked to be a change maker as a civil rights lawyer, but also know what it's like inside City Hall, know what it's like to make that change and push for that change through government. I'm not running for mayor because I needed a career change. I'm running for mayor because it's part of my mission. And in this time, in this moment, having a Black woman who is a mother, who is a civil rights lawyer, but also knows how government works, is, I think, what we need in this city. And it's also what makes me different from all the other candidates.
Because we definitely cannot have a mayor as business as usual.
Business as usual will just get us the usual. And the usual is we suffer.
Especially post-COVID, where it's still around.
Especially post-COVID.
So, Ms. Wiley, how can one support your candidacy?
There are so many ways. First and foremost, I hope everyone votes. Our vote is our voice. And please, ranked choice voting means rank at least three candidates. I hope five in order of preference. And I ask that folks vote for me number one. Mm-hmm. But that's the wonderful thing in a crowded race is you can list more than one candidate. Just don't list them all as first choices. That will get your ballot thrown out. But for us, look, at MayaWileyForMayor.com, there is much information about what I will do as mayor. It's also an opportunity to donate. Obviously, money matters, because when we are trying to get our message out so that people know who I am and what I stand for and what I will do as mayor, we win support, and that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But also volunteers. There's a sign up both for events to know where I will be for folks who want to come out and greet me, but also to sign up to participate in the campaign as volunteers. We have Black Women for Maya, we have Black Men for Maya, and we have Vaya con Maya. So we have different groupings also for different communities of concern. But that can be text banking, it can be phone banking, or it can be canvassing and door knocking. Whatever people's comfort level is, there are opportunities to contribute time.
Thank you so much, Ms. Wiley. We appreciate you being here and sharing your plans as the next mayor of New York City, the first Black woman mayor. We look forward to having you back again before the June primaries, and we wish you the very, very best in your campaign.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you. I will absolutely be back, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're so very welcome.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.